Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new On My Mind podcast episode. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. If you're listening to this, the day it goes up or whatever day that you're listening to this, I hope you're having a good day, that you're feeling good. I'm always curious when you're listening to my podcast, whether it's cleaning your house or just doing chores or something. Maybe it's on your way to work, on your way to school. Let me know on the most recent Instagram post, because I'm just curious when you consume your podcast, specifically mine. I feel like for me, I listen to podcasts when I know I'm going to be listening in traffic or when I'm doing chores around the house. Sometimes I feel like I get distracted with music because I'll listen to music and then I'm suddenly like dancing or just enjoying the music and not doing what I'm supposed to do. But podcasts just always put me in a good frame of mind. So I hope my podcast does that for you. I'm particularly excited for today's episode. Not that I'm usually not, because I'm always excited to be talking to you, but I'm excited about this one because it's going to be a silly little summer themed episode. Summer is right around the corner and I personally think it's the best time of year. It's my favorite season. The vibes are just high. The sun is out. People are enjoying life, and I just love summer. So I wanted to do a summer bucket list episode and talk about the things that are on my summer bucket list. And you know what? You're never too old to make a bucket list. I don't care how old you are listening to this. Go make a damn summer bucket list, whether it's in the notes app on your phone, maybe in your journal or diary, whatever. Or if you want to take it to the next level, go make it an activity to maybe go to Walmart or go to Target, get a big piece of paper, buy some cute colored markers, and make an actual bucket list that you can physically cross off. I feel like that'd be so fun. And that honestly could be an entire activity within itself. So you could have your own bucket list, have a bucket list with your partner or even your friends. I feel like it's just fun to have something to look at. If you're ever feeling dry of ideas of what to do, you can refer to your bucket list and be like, oh, okay, we can do this today or that today, and just have different ideas for different activities, because it's nice to be intentional about having fun in life. I feel like especially once you get past a certain point and you're entering adulthood, you kind of forget to just have fun and play and let your inner child be free, honestly. And I feel like a summer bucket list is kind of just a great way to kick off the summer season. It's right around the corner. I know it doesn't officially start till June 21st, but in my book, summer kind of starts mid-May, and that's where we're at right now. And honestly, the second it hits June, it's just summer to me. And so I'm going to be sharing my summer bucket list that I made. It's pretty realistic. I feel like sometimes I would get carried away back in the day with making a bucket list, and then at the end of summer, I would be kind of disappointed that I didn't complete a lot of things. But that's because I was kind of putting stuff down that I knew I wouldn't be able to do or just didn't end up doing. So shoot for the stars, but also you kind of know what's realistic for you to do. Like for me, I'm not going to visit 5 new countries this summer. Like that's just not going to happen for me. If it's going to happen for you, I'm jealous. Pop off. You do that. That's amazing. But it doesn't have to be this crazy, I want to go skydiving for the first time, unless it is. And I give you credit if you're going to go skydiving for the first time this summer, because that sounds fun. Could not be me. I do not desire that. But it could even be small little things like buy a coloring book and color on the beach or something like that. It can be small little things like that, whatever would make you happy. So I'm going to go over my summer bucket list. I just crafted it up. We'll see, fingers crossed, that I can do most, maybe all of these things. I don't know. We're going to try our best. And I also asked you guys on the podcast Instagram at My Mind Pod what's on all of your summer bucket list. So I'll read those after I'm done reading mine, but let's get into it. The first thing I have on this list is host a dinner and host more in general at my apartment. I feel like I've had the urge to do this a lot more recently, and it's interesting. I wanted to do initially when I moved in a year and a half ago, I wanted to do like a housewarming, apartment warming type of dinner with my friends. I wanted to have family over, you know, just do a few things with my different groups of people. And I never did any of that. And I look back and I'm like, that would have been so fun. And the next time I move in somewhere, I really want to do like a housewarming type thing, because I think it's fun to get people together and cook some food, even just buy food from a restaurant or whatever it is. I think it's nice to have a gathering place and host in your own space. There's just something about it. The older I get, I'm like, I want to be a little bit more of a hostess. I want to invite people over. And I just feel like it'd be so fun to do that with friends, with family. I actually, for the first time last night, Mike and I had over two of our really good friends, his best friend and his best friend's fiance, who's become one of my super good friends. We had them over last night. And surprisingly enough, I have these like amenities. There's these pavilions and there's a barbecue station in there. There's a big table so you can host things at the apartment, and I've seen people do it before, but I never have. I haven't really been making use of my amenities, which I should because my rent is a little high, you know? So I gotta make use of the amenities that are available to me. Never had used it, but last night we finally did. And so we barbecued with our two friends. It was so fun. It was also just really special because I'd never done something like that before, and it was nice to do that with Micah. Micah barbecued. I hosted, sat there, and I helped a little bit, but he loves to barbecue, so I let him do his thing. We were just having fun with our friends, and that was kind of my first hosting experience, and I had such a good time. And then they came up into the apartment for a little bit. We played cards, we played some games, and that was just one of the best things I've ever done. And I feel like that's something I want to do more of this summer, is host dinners and have barbecues and just have friends over and family over. And I really want to make it a point to do that more often, just because yes, it takes a little bit more effort to plan and to go buy food and stuff and just have everything ready to host, but it was so worth it. And we hung out with them for a solid 5 or 6 hours. It was the best. And the older I get, I'm kind of going through a phase where there was a while where I was really liking going out and staying out super late on the weekends, kind of doing that whole scene, the night scene. And I'm getting to a point now where I kind of am preferring cozier nights, like how we had last night. I just feel like it's a lot more personable, and I don't really enjoy waking up like the night after you go out and you rage or like go to a nightclub and you're out till 3-4 a.m. I'm not really a fan of the next day being entirely wasted, because you wake up super late, you're maybe hungover a little bit or even just tired, and I'm just not in that mood right now. So my vibe has been more of quality time. That's not to say that there might not be a few fun nights out this summer, but I feel like for the most part, when it comes to gathering with friends, I wanna do stuff that's more interactive and that's a little more, I guess, wholesome, honestly, because in my head, I feel like you get to enjoy each other's company more in settings like a barbecue or a dinner or a game night versus a super loud nightclub that's super dark. There's tons of people around you that are pushing you and shoving you. You're on the dance floor. You can't really talk to each other. So that's kind of the mood I've been in recently. And so last night was really fun, and I'm putting it on my bucket list to do like an even bigger one with some more friends, because it was just the four of us, which was so fun. But I am really wanting to do that. I'm in my hosting era, maybe. I can't call myself a host after literally doing it one time, and Micah did most of the work, but very fun. Highly recommend. The next thing I put on here is take Coda to the beach. Coda is my family dog. He lives at my parents' house. Technically, it's their dog. I don't own him. I never did. It's like my parents' dog, but when I lived at home, it was our family dog, so he felt like my dog, but he's not allowed to live with me here at my apartment. I've explained this before, but he's not allowed in my apartment, which makes me sad. But I really want to make it a point to take my dog to the beach this summer. And for me, I feel like I have to go a little bit out of my way to do that, because I'd have to pick him up from home and then switch cars with my dad, because my dad has like a proper crate that protects our dog in the car. And so it takes a little bit more effort to plan, but I feel like it'd be so fun to do that. There's something about taking your dog to the beach that is just so wholesome. I've only done it once or twice, and I've been wanting to do it again, and I feel like summer is the perfect time to do that. And it's just so fun to spend time with your dog, and especially because I don't live at home anymore. I only see Coda maybe once, twice a week, so I miss him a lot, and I want to include him in my summer plans. And I feel like quality time with your animal is just the best. The only unfortunate thing is that he hates the ocean. Like, he hates water. He doesn't enjoy getting bathed anytime the sprinklers are out or my dad is watering the plants in our backyard. He just avoids water like the plague. And so the first time I ever brought him to the beach, he was so confused. He had so much fun digging in the sand and running around the beach. But when it came to the water, I put his leash on him to kind of guide him to the water. And I would have had to actually drag him if I wanted him to get in the water, which I didn't. And he was just so scared and so resistant of going in the water. So I'm not going to do that to him and force him against his will to come swim, even though it would be so sweet if Coda liked the water because then we could swim together. But, you know, that's not his thing. I'm going to respect that. I don't know if that's his breed in general doesn't like water that much, because I know some dogs love to swim. Coda's a Brock Francais, which is kind of similar to a GSP, which is a German short-haired pointer. So I don't know if that's a common thing amongst his breed. However, maybe that'll change, but also I'm not hopeful. However, it's fun to see him play in the sand and he'll sit there and watch me swim. So sounds like a win-win. Trust me when I say I've been there before, where it feels like getting exercise can be a little bit difficult, whether it's expensive gym memberships and workout classes, finding available classes that actually fit into your busy schedule, or even just the anxiety and nervousness that comes with attending a new class or walking into a new gym. In the past, I feel like there's always been something standing in the way of my wellness goals, but then I found Allo Moves. Allo Moves is a streaming on-demand wellness platform that features all your favorites: yoga, bar, Pilates, cardio, and HIIT classes. They even have relaxing guided meditations, which I love, and so much more from one of my favorite brands, Allo Yoga. Whether you're a beginner or advanced, there's a class for you, and with over 100 new classes added every month, you'll always be getting fresh content. I personally love Allo Moves because of the flexibility of it. My schedule is always changing. Either I'm working from home, photo shoots, traveling, whatever it is. Sometimes getting movement in can feel like a challenge, but Allo Moves makes it easy and convenient. I'm the type of person where I like to switch up my workouts, so incorporating Allo Moves and doing a class here and there has been really nice. And it's not just me that is loving Allo Moves. It was voted best wellness app of 2022 by InStyle magazine and best yoga app of 2023 by Women's Health. And for a limited time, Allo Moves is offering my listeners a free 30-day trial, plus, get this, 50% off an annual membership. But you can only get it by going to allomoves.com and use code MIND in all caps. That's allomoves.com and all caps code MIND to get a free 30-day trial, plus 50% off an annual membership. Allomoves.com, code MIND, all caps, go check it out. I put this one down and it's pretty random, but it came to me when I was making this list. It's not really an event, but it's something I want to try to do, and it's having a no phone week, where essentially I'd only use my phone to communicate with people, like texting and calling, but not really using social media. And it's interesting because I feel like for some people that would be easy, but because it's my job to, I don't know how exactly I'd do this. Maybe just allowing myself, if I have to get posts up, I would just go on my phone for that purpose, or I just drop off the face of like Instagram and TikTok for a week and still do my YouTube vlog. We'll see. If I end up doing that, which I really want to try, I would vlog the experience because I'm someone who's on their phone a lot. It's a huge part of my job, and a lot of the times have to spend time on my phone, but I feel like this summer I want to disconnect, maybe choose a week where it'd be good to do that. And I feel like it'd force me to, not even force me, but allow me to live more in the moment and enjoy things. I just want to have fun this summer. This summer for me is going to be really special because there's some big events happening for me that I'm really excited about in June specifically. And I also just want to spend some quality time with the people that I love, the friends that I've made. It's also Micah's last summer at home before he moves, and he's moving kind of in the middle of summer, so I want to spend some good quality time with him. So I'm going to think about that. If anything, even a few days. I just feel like having a phone purge would be really good, and I highly recommend that if you feel called to do that, that you do, because I think in general, a lot of people are so consumed by their phones, me included. And I just feel like summertime is kind of the perfect time to disconnect, enjoy, and be present. So that's something I really want to try and do. And I feel like it'd be a good experience for me to do that. I want to have a little picnic, whether that's at a park or at a beach, get some friends together, even just with Micah or even just with a friend. I feel like it'd be so wholesome to do that. You could even have an activity with it. Maybe that's putting together a puzzle or painting or something, but something like a picnic, that just sounds so wholesome. You could even get cute if you want to take some cute little photos, make it a little event. I feel like planning fun little things like that, you wouldn't normally think to plan, but that's why I want to put it on my bucket list, to make it a point to do that. Kind of similar to that, I want a barbecue at the beach. I was recently introduced to this. I'd never done something like that before, but I remember the first time I did it, it was with Micah's big group of friends. He put out the big tent, there was a ton of us, and he has this portable barbecue that he uses. It's so cute. It's this mini size. And he bought a bunch of different sausages and meats and vegetables. And everyone was just enjoying the barbecued food, having a good time. And that was just so fun. We also did that as like a little date, just Micah and me one time, and it was really, really fun. This one is definitely more popular that I see on bucket list, but I want to watch a sunrise from a hike specifically. I am not really much of a hiker, and it's funny because especially living here, I have a lot of friends who visit here or have lived here temporarily, and they're always like, oh, have you ever done this hike or this hike? And I'm like, I really haven't explored a lot of Oahu's hikes, which I feel like I just haven't made it a point to because I live here, so it's not really something I'm like dying to do since I'm not super pressed on time to do it, I guess. Because I understand if you're like visiting, you have all these different things you want to do here, but because I live here, I'm like, I'm sure I'll get to it at some point. There's no like pressing urge. But one, I want to watch a sunrise from a hike. Honestly, even in general, I just want to watch a sunrise. This is especially hard for me because I'm not the biggest early morning riser, and so it would be a little bit of a mission to go do that, but I know it would be really, really fun. There's times that I've done it, and I just feel like it starts your day off on such a nice note. But if I were able to do that from a hike, that'd be super, super cool. And I guess in general, I just want to go on a hike this summer. I haven't been hiking in like 1 to 2 years, so maybe even exploring a new one. There's some ones on Oahu that so many people go to that I've never explored myself. So I feel like it'd be fun to, I guess in general, this would be another bucket list thing, but explore more of the home that I grew up in, because there are so many things that I haven't done here. And I think it'd be fun to do that. I really want to go surfing more often. I have recently found a bit of a love and passion for it. I've always thought surfing was so cool. My dad has surfed his entire life. He's wanted me to go with him, but I just don't feel comfortable going with him because I like don't want to disappoint him that I'm not super good. So I want to get good so that one day I can like go surfing with my dad, have that be our little thing. I feel like that'd be super nice to do. But in general, I had a really good surfing experience recently. And it's something I want to do more. Micah loves to surf, so I can go practice with him. But I feel like having an activity to do and work on is so fun, especially the older I get. I just think it's cool to have hobbies and not have everything in my life be revolved around work and push myself out of my comfort zone and work on a new skill and add that to my toolbox. So I really want to go surfing more often. I'll definitely keep you updated with my whole journey on that. The next thing that I put down is do a booze cruise, go on a booze cruise. I actually went on one for my 22nd birthday, my most recent birthday. Micah took me on one and it was so, so fun. It was like a Mai Tai cruise and it was just fun because it was kind of like a touristy experience. It was in Waikiki. So you like hop on this boat. We were on the boat with a bunch of other tourists. I think we were like the only locals on the boat, but it was honestly still super fun to go and do that and be out on the water. You pay a flat fee for an all-you-can-drink booze cruise. And I'm not the biggest drinker. I don't really like to drink super, super often, but that specifically was just so much fun. And I got my money's worth. I will say that I got my damn money's worth on that booze cruise. And I've been wanting to do that again. And I know he wants to do that too before he moves. So I'm really looking forward to that. That sounds really, really fun. And surprisingly, I didn't get seasick on that boat. There are certain boats I get super seasick on, and it's always like a little bit of a gamble because I feel like certain boats just rock more than others. But I think this one was a double hull. So it was more steady. So I'm confident doing that, but sometimes boats definitely freak me out and I'll like shy away from boat plans because if I don't know what type of boat it is, it's either going to be fine and I'll be 100% okay, or I will be swimming back to shore, because when I get seasick, it's a bad story and it's really unfortunate that that's the way it is, but it is. So moving on. I want to go thrifting and have like a whole little thrift day and maybe even do some thrift flips. I am not really familiar with thrifting in Hawaii on Oahu. I've only gone once or twice, and it just seems so much fun to do that. I love thrifting when I'm in other places, but for some reason I haven't done it a whole lot here, and I have a few friends who know the good spots, so I feel like that'd be a fun activity to do. For some reason, thrifting is just a whole different type of feeling than regular shopping, because you actually have to put in extra effort to find good stuff. And it's kind of fun to hop around different thrift stores and make it into this whole thing and try it on. So I feel like that would be a really fun activity to do for a day. I want to have more game nights. I want to play more games. I want board games. I want card games. I want to do more of that because it is just such silly, wholesome fun. And I feel like it's just such a good way to have fun with people, have an activity to do, be off your phones, be present, do something fun with each other. That's like a cute little activity. I love playing games. That could really get taken out of context if someone were to like only cut that audio and it's me saying, I love playing games. But in terms of like actual genuine games, not like the shady games. No, I don't mess with that. But like board games, card games, right up my alley. And I want to get into more of that because it's just so fun. Another thing I think would be super fun to do is going night swimming. I've only gone night swimming a few times, but there's just an ambiance about it. If you're with your partner or with a group of friends, like the right group. I'm not saying like the whole skinny dipping thing. If that's your thing, I ain't judging. I'm not one to judge. Do your thing. But I just feel like in general, like clothed, well, not clothed, but like having on a swimsuit night swimming. I'm not saying the whole skinny dipping in the dark thing. Like that's that would be a whole different story. But night swimming in general just sounds so fun. Like I said, there's a certain vibe to it. It's just kind of mysterious and a whole different experience than swimming during the day. And I just feel like that'd be so fun. I haven't done that in years. So I feel like that's something I really want to do in the ocean, not a pool, like ocean night swimming specifically. I want to have a karaoke night. This is something that randomly I've been doing a lot of recently. And by a lot, I mean I've gone twice in the last month, but that's more than I ever have in my entire life. So we went with a group of friends, and then the other weekend, it was my friend's graduation. So we went for him, and it was just a small group of us. But karaokeing is so fun. If you go with the right people, you just have the best time. I feel like it takes a certain group to be comfortable around them, because most of the time when you're karaokeing, it's out of pitch. You're not doing the most with like trying to sound good. It's just silly, stupid fun, screaming your guts out, listening to music that you like, singing along to it, or at least trying to sing along to it. We had so much fun when we went the other night because, well, in my defense, this karaoke room that we were in, it feels like you're in another universe, because you go in there, you have your own private room with your friends. There's no windows. There's just this disco ball that's going off. So it's a completely enclosed room. You have no idea what the outside world is doing. And I didn't check my phone that night because I was just like, oh, there's no need to do that. We were just having fun singing. My voice was so torched the next day, but honestly, it was worth it. But as I was saying, I wasn't keeping track of the time. And I remember asking Micah, I was like, what time is it? Because we had just sang so many different songs. I thought he was fully going to be like, oh, it's like 1 a.m. We're going to wrap up soon. It was 4 a.m. and I didn't get home that night until 5:30. And, you know, like I said earlier, that's not my favorite thing, to get home at that hour. Like, I really don't want to be going home when I hear the birds chirping outside and seeing people leaving for work. However, it was fun. And it's just funny, like, how much we lost track of time. But karaoke night's really fun. I feel like it's kind of an underrated activity, but something that I've been doing. And I just think that it's something different. You get to do it with a group of your friends, so it's really personable. You get to spend quality time together. And just fun. I feel like I've said the word fun so many times in this episode, but I feel like that's just my theme for this summer. I just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. I want to have a day where I rent like city bikes or beaky bikes, I forget what they're called, and ride them around, or even like the electric scooters that they have in the city now. I feel like it'd be such a fun activity, instead of driving places or walking places, to rent a bike and do it that way. I just feel like since I used to enjoy bike riding so much as a little kid, I've kind of lost that. I haven't done it in years, and I feel like that would make adult me very, very happy and kind of release my inner child and get out into the wild. Also, like, get exercise while you're doing it and just ride around. For some reason, I associate summer with carnivals, and I really want to go to a carnival. I want to play silly little carnival games. I don't necessarily want to go on a whole bunch of rides because I get motion sickness super easily, but even just walking around like the fairgrounds and getting cotton candy or popcorn, whatever festival food it is, carnivals are just so fun and they remind me of summer. I know in Oahu specifically, we have, I think, 50th State Fair. And that's something that they've had every year. I haven't gone in a really long time because the last time I went, I got a concussion, so I was kind of scarred. But that was also like 4 years ago, so I'd be down to go again. And that honestly sounds like a really fun time. I think a painting night or even just like a painting picnic would be super fun. I'm not too good at painting, but I said the other day, I think it'd be super fun to like follow or attempt, shall I say, attempt to follow a Bob Ross painting art tutorial and see how that goes. If you want to make it spicy, make it a wine and painting type of activity and just see where it goes. Try your best. I feel like whenever I paint, I'm not really too good at being artistic physically. I feel like over video, I'm really good at being creative and I'm pretty artsy with that stuff, but I don't have too much of a talent when it comes to like painting and drawing, unfortunately, but I feel like it's still fun to do anyway. I really want to get more tiny tattoos. I don't know. It's so crazy because a year ago today, I had not one tattoo on my body and I was convinced that I would never put one on my body. And then life changed. And now I suddenly have 6 and I'm itching for more tiny ones. I feel like I'll pretty much always stick to the line work, tiny little tattoos just because they're really cute and they're not super, super big. And all of them have meaning to me. And I just have the itch to get more tattoos. I feel like summer is like a fun time to get them. This one's pretty broad, but I want to try something new. And I don't know what that is going to be yet quite exactly. I haven't specified that yet, but I'll add that in once I figure that out. But in general, I feel like I don't try new things super, super often. Lately, more I have been, but in general, I feel like I kind of like to stay in my comfort zone a little bit. I've been getting better at it and I've been trying new things more and more as I've been getting older in this new season of life. I've been definitely opened up to trying new things, but I want to try something new that's like a little bit out there for me. So we'll see what that is. I'll keep you updated on that, but trying something new is always good. I want to read more, read 3 books, read 4 books, read 5 books. I don't know how many. I don't really have too strict of a reading goal, but I want to have a reading type of summer. I want to consume more books. I want to read on the beach. I want to read outside. I want to read on my balcony. I want to read in bed. I want to read at the park. Silly little things like that. Create a vibe out of it. I also just feel like I have such a long TBR list, to be read list, that just keeps growing because I'm obsessed with buying books. And then I don't read them as quick as I buy them. So I need to start getting through that list. And I also just miss making book videos and book content. So that will be super, super fun. This is really random. And it's funny because I literally said a few minutes ago that I'm not the biggest drinker, like with alcohol. But I'm really intrigued to make this certain Starbucks drink, but like make it spiked. It's just a pink drink, which is a strawberry side refresher with coconut milk in it. But put Malibu in it because Malibu is like that coconut flavored liquor. And I feel like that would taste so good. And I saw someone on TikTok do it. I'm not trying to take credit for this amazing idea, but she was making that drink. And I was like, why have I never thought of that? Because that would go so well together. And my favorite types of drinks are the ones where you can't taste the alcohol. So I'll keep you updated when I try that. And I'll let you know how it tastes. I really want to do a couples photo shoot on the beach with Micah, which is really specific. But because he's moving, I want to have some fun photos taken of us. I have friends that are photographers, so I feel like it'd be fun to just do a photo shoot together. We've never done like a proper one together. And that's kind of silly, kind of fun. Maybe doing a sunset vibe. I feel like that would be super cool and honestly really nice to look back at and have like professional level photos of us. And I just love doing photo shoots in general, so I feel like it'd be fun to do with him. And the last thing I have on this list, I want to document my summer on film. I haven't shot on my film camera in a really, really long time. I feel like sometimes I just get really overwhelmed with my phone stuff, taking photos and videos on my phone, and then also having my vlog camera because I vlog and I have 2 different, 3 different, 4 different cameras that I use. Sometimes I use a GoPro, sometimes I'm using a camcorder, my regular camera, my bigger camera. And so I have all these different means of capturing moments that I've kind of forgotten about the film camera, which I love film. I feel like it's so fun and it's just such a different vibe, but I really want to bring that back out this summer. It's also just so nice to have your film camera because you can't really obsess with how the photo looks. You just take it and you don't know what it looks like until you get it developed. So it kind of keeps you in the moment more. So I'm really looking forward to getting back into that. But that was the last thing on my list. TBD, maybe I'll be adding more. I'm excited to start crossing things off and get summer started. And now I'm going to head over to the podcast Instagram and see what you all said for what's on your summer bucket list. Jean painting date. Buy cheap jeans and paint with friends. That is so fun. I might add that to mine. Honestly, that sounds like a whole event. Even like thrifting jeans and then painting it, because then you knock out the thrifting and you knock out the whole painting thing. That could be like a whole day activity. I love that idea. Another person said go to a farmer's market, which summer is just the perfect season for a Sunday farmer's market day. Also just getting like fresh groceries and like fruits from a farmer's market. There's something about the ambiance of that. It's just so lovely. I haven't been to a farmer's market in a really long time, so that'd be really fun. Play pickleball with my boyfriend. Pickleball, I feel like, has made such an emergence among so many people. I know so many people in my life that just randomly started playing pickleball and absolutely love it. I really want to try it myself, so maybe I'll hop on that. Another person said kiss a boy, which I respect. Put it on that damn bucket list. Manifest it. My fingers are crossed for you. Go on a road trip. Ugh. That sounds so fun. I feel like that is such like an American dream type of thing to do, because obviously in Hawaii, you can't road trip anywhere. I've never really been on a proper road trip myself. And that's something that's on my life bucket list, is to do a super elaborate road trip up a coast or like across the country. I feel like that'd be so cool to do one day, but that is such a fun summer activity. If you can, why not get a group of people together, or just one person, or by yourself? Be safe, obviously, but road tripping sounds so fun. For me, if I was the one driving or in the passenger seat, it'd be fun. Not if I was in the back seat, because I get car sick. So that's like the only thing that makes me scared. But under the right circumstances, I feel like I'd have a good time. Work on my personal style and fashion taste more. That's such an interesting one. I feel like that's so fun to focus on building your own personal style. And I feel like summer is a great season to do that. I love summer fashion. Summer fashion is so light and fun. And it sounds silly, but I feel like harboring your own fashion that you like for yourself, your personal style, it's kind of hard to do, especially when you see so many different trends circulate around the media or whatever people around you are doing. I feel like it's so fun to really find your personal style and kind of play around with what fashion you like. So I love that. Lock down a man. And that same person also said keep a man longer than 3 months. Going to Sexy Fish as a Miami girl. Ever since you went, I decided I have to go. Yes, you have to go. Sexy Fish is this really like high-end restaurant slash bar, and I think it turns into a club on some nights in Miami. I went to Miami for the first time last summer with Marla, and she took me to Sexy Fish. It was such an experience. I believe I did a podcast episode about that whole experience. Basically, long story short, I'm not going to get into it now, but we got like a $500 dinner paid for by random men in the restaurant who wanted to buy our dinner for literally doing nothing, which is crazy. So Sexy Fish, it's definitely expensive. I didn't have to pay for it because random men did that. Oh my gosh. Last year, summer me and this year, summer. Wow. Worlds apart. So fun. Sexy Fish is super fun. Also, wear a cute outfit when you go there, because the bathroom there is insane. Look up Sexy Fish Bathroom Miami to get a sense of what I'm talking about if you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's basically like a museum in there, and people love to take photos in that bathroom. It's pretty iconic, and it's just like the bathroom stalls are pretty. I took Instagram photos there. It's just so cool. So definitely dress up, make a whole event out of it. It's super, super fun. Someone said trampoline sleepover with my girls, which is so cute. If I had a trampoline, I feel like that'd be so fun. I also feel like my back would be absolutely just ripped to shreds in the morning from not having like good back support. But I don't know, maybe that's just me like getting older, but that does sound fun. I just want to bounce on a damn trampoline in general. I cannot remember the last time I was on a trampoline, and that makes me really sad. So this is kind of inspiring me. Maybe one day when I have like a big yard, I'll buy myself a trampoline. That's really random. Someone said learning to play guitar, which is so cool. I feel like working on a skill is just so fun to do because when you're bored, you can work on it. And like I said, having hobbies as an adult is so important. And sometimes it just gets brushed under the rug because we get so wrapped up in just the hecticness of our everyday life with work and everything else that goes on. So I love that. That sounds so fun. I wish I was musically inclined. I feel like if I actually wanted to be and I put in the time and effort to practice, I feel like I could be. But because I'm lazy, I'm just going to say, I wish I was talented with musical instruments, but I don't even know if I would be because I've never tried. But that sounds super, super cool. Learning to play guitar, such a dream. Someone said go zip lining, which, oof, I love zip lining. There's something about being suspended up in the air by a few ropes and just hoping for the best and just flying across the sky really just does it for me. All right, well, I feel like this episode is packed with a lot of ideas for what you can put on your summer bucket list. Again, you're never too old to have one. Do it. That's your homework assignment for the week. Let me know what are some things on your summer bucket list in the most recent Instagram podcast post. I'd love to know. I'd love to have more ideas for myself because I'm trying to make this list lengthy so that I never run out of ideas of what I want to do. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. First summer episode. Let me know what else you want to hear from me if you feel inclined to do so and you have the time. Definitely leave a little review of the podcast. You can either rate it 5 stars on Spotify. You just tap it. It's super easy. Or if you have extra time and you're feeling extra saucy, extra generous, definitely write a little review on Apple Podcasts because it helps the podcast a lot. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. I feel like I'm ending a speech here, but low-key I am. Anyway, thanks for listening to all the summer bucket list things that are on my mind.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.